Check 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2 1 2. Just checking out the stream. We are live. We are live. And before we start this, being that this is a live, no filter. Normally I don't do these lives, but I'm gonna do this just like how the whole podcast will go. I'm gonna do the intro and everything. So sit tight. Be right back.
What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today.
All right, so we here. Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. This is episode 62. I had to do this one live. I was going to pre-tape it and then put it out there later on, but I decided to do this one live for my YouTube audience. Shout out to everybody who's listening on all the streaming platforms. Shout out to everybody who's listening to this on iTunes right now, who's listening to it on Google Play, who's listening to it right now on iHeartRadio, on Spotify, on Stitcher, on CastBox, on everything. Shout out to everybody who's listening on all streaming platforms, and for the people who's gonna listen back onto this on YouTube. So we here. I was just watching the stuff that's going on the internet between, you know, the last week or so, and you know, I just be paying attention. I see y'all in the chat room. Don't think I ain't paying attention to what y'all doing. But I see what y'all doing in the chat room. So if y'all hear me, if y'all listen back on the audio and y'all see me talking about the chat room, that's because I'm live on YouTube. So I'm doing a podcast live on YouTube. So, you know, anyway. But I was paying attention to a lot of stuff that's going on the internet. And since this kid came into the game, you know, kind of just appeared out of nowhere, you know, and from his backstory, he actually was doing stuff overseas and then, you know, hit the U.S. market, specifically Brooklyn, you know, where I'm from. And I know people that's around him, so I'm not going to act like that he's somebody that, you know, that doesn't really exist. Now, I know some of the people that's around him. So, he come out and he does his music. You know, he does his 1-2 thing, and then, you know, we see the videos, and then we just like, what the hell? So then I started looking at everything, and I just started saying, from a standpoint of marketing and business, I'm like, you know, this shit is interesting, because the rainbow here, of course, we're gonna look and say, okay, he got rainbow hair. We automatically gonna associate that with some type of homosexuality, the LGBT, you know, C3PO, R2D2, all that. We gonna automatically assume that, but that's not the case. So then we just start saying, you know, we just start looking like, you know, what the hell. You know what I'm saying? We start looking like, what the hell? So it's just a lot of music that's coming out. It's like an uproar going around throughout the, you know, the city. Then the blogosphere, everybody's talking about it. You know, everybody's just talking about this individual, this kid. So I just started paying attention and I was like, you know, okay, the music is not really what I traditionally listen to. You know, it's cool. It's okay, but it's not really what I really listen to. But I see the hype around it, and I see why everybody's listening to it, just like how they're listening to, you know, they was listening to Lil Yachty before, they was listening to Lil Pump, they was listening to all types of, you know, these things. So everybody's just talking. It's a lot of interviews. And then let's fast forward, because I don't have to talk about, you know, none of the beef that went on and none of that. But I started seeing when he did the Breakfast Club and he was like, yo, this is going to be the biggest interview. And I was like, well, how the fuck did he know that? Like, why would it be the biggest interview? And then out of nowhere, it was like 4 million views over the weekend. So I started saying to myself, yo, it's a lot of marketing being put behind the idea of all of this shit that's going on. And I'm like, that shit is actually working. Now, I'm not saying that that's the way you should go. I'm not saying that's what everybody should do. But we've seen this before. And we've seen this from different people. And the funniest thing about who, it depends on who we see it from, whether we love it or not. If nobody cared and nobody wanted to see it, why does he have 6 million followers? Why does his videos have hundreds of millions of views? Hundreds of millions. So I'm like, okay. Now here it is. I do an interview with Benny the Butcher, not to even compare the two, but this is the hip hop, this is the boom bap that everybody wants and everybody loves. Look at the views on the video. Look at it. Look at who else y'all like? Look at Jadakiss. Look at the views on those videos. So why do, if people hate this kid so much and didn't and don't like what he's doing, why does it have so many views? Who's watching it? Somebody is watching it. Somebody is promoting this shit. Somebody is doing the job. Who, you know, I'm just confused. So right now we at the point where it's almost like the Floyd Mayweather thing. We watched Floyd Mayweather. Well, not me, because I don't dislike Floyd Mayweather, just like I don't dislike LeBron. But people started watching Floyd Mayweather to see him lose. To see him lose, and he ain't lose. People love to watch LeBron to see him lose. I seen people who I know are not Warriors fans, but they just wanted to see LeBron lose. I seen people that just want to see Mayweather lose. And the whole thing is, this kid found a way to make everybody hate him and say, y'all just want to see me lose. Y'all just want to see me take a L. And then it became a troll thing, because I think in the beginning it wasn't, you know, that thought out. But then you start playing with the psyche of the people, right? And the funny shit about it is that everybody wants to see him lose. Everybody wants to see him get knocked out. Some people want to see him get shot. Some people want to see him. So you paying attention to it. Do you know how brilliant that is to get everybody to pay attention to you at one time? Do you not know the brilliance in that? I'm not saying it's a good thing, but the brilliance to get everybody talking about you at one time. Do you know how smart that is? Do you know how smart that is? Because at the end of the day, what? It's the entertainment business. It's not about, listen, y'all can act like y'all fucking care about it. Y'all don't give a fuck about a lot of shit that y'all be acting like y'all care about. And that's the shit that's the problem with that I see with a lot of people. A lot of people be fucking hypocritical, acting like you all for this fucking, you know, he's a coon, he's a troll, and up, man, get the fuck out of here. A lot of y'all be listening to that shit and fucking with that shit, because I done been in spots where I seen so-called fake-ass conscious people and low-frequency music came on and people sat right there and danced and shook their ass to it just like everything else. So cut it the fuck out. Cut it out. That's the problem, because everybody be faking the funk and people need to start keeping it real. A lot of people watch that monkey shit too. Who's the people watching Love and Hip Hop? Who's the people watching that shit? People watching that shit. So y'all not following none of them IG chicks with fake titties and fake asses? Y'all not following them? I see y'all following them. Because when I go to their profile, I see your name on it following them. So cut it out. But that's the thing. Everybody want to front like they're for this and that. And you stand for something. You full of fucking shit. And that's the point I'm making. That is the brilliance of somebody that's exposing people for being full of shit. And a lot of people is full of shit. A lot of people is full of shit. You watch that shit. You take place in that shit. And that's what it's all about. So at the end of it all, the brilliance is that a motherfucker is able to make fun of everybody and get money for it. Because everybody is being had. That's the shit. Everybody is being had. I seen people that so-called conscious say, well, maybe we should write something up for Trump to free some of the political. Oh, so now Trump is cool to talk to. The fuck out of here. I mean, 50 Cent, listen, trolling is just what it is right now. I don't co-sign this shit. I don't fucking troll. I'm not no troll. I'll never be no troll. But look at how Chicago, for example, right? Chicago right now. If he was able to, listen, if Chicago was really, really on their shit, and anybody from Chicago listening, he's able to unify Chicago. They all so mad at him. They all want to hurt him. They might forget about hurting each other for a fucking weekend. So we won't have 79 murders in fucking 2 days or 400 murders in 3 weeks. Think about it. They all so mad at him, they might be able to unify. And say, fuck him, we hate him more than we hate each other. You know what I'm saying? So, they can start realizing, hold up. We've been beefing with each other, we hate each other. But, we hate him more. So, let's get together to hate him. You know what they say, my enemy's enemy is my friend. Let's get together. If he could go to Chicago, and I don't know if he went to Chicago. I can't say he did or he didn't. If he could go to Chicago and make everybody so motherfucking mad, right? And then I seen a video where he went to a place called Old Block. I don't know shit about that, right? He went to Old Block and had, it was like 500 people out there looking for him. Imagine those same 500 people that was looking for him, 500 people go out there and say, yo, we gonna have a motherfucking ceasefire. Let's 500 people meet up. Let's go feed the homeless too. Fuck that. He came to our city and fed the homeless. We gonna do that too. We gonna start feeding the homeless. We gonna start going to the schools, telling the children to put the guns down. We gonna stop. How could 500 people get together for one kid, but they can't get together for anything else positive, but they got together for some negative shit? Really think about that shit. And that's the thing. They got together to hurt him. So you could get together to hurt somebody, but you can't get together for something positive. And then think about it, right? They all hate each other. And then he fucked with all of them. One of them, you know, I think the dude, from what I seen in the video, Duck, was actually begging him up because he thought he was shitting on one of his rivals. He was begging him up in the beginning. Till he was like, fuck you too. So then you started hating him, but you thought he was your friend. You know what I'm saying? This is shit that's crazy to me. So I'm like, the more views he get, the more followers he get, the more everything he get, that shit is a plus for him. And the biggest thing, how you fight trolls, is you ignore them. you ignore a troll. And let's be real. Did all this shit start with Tekashi 6ix9ine versus Chicago over a woman? Is that really what all this shit is about? Did that shit start over the young girl? So, Chicago and a dude from New York is beefing because a dude called a dude on the phone and said, lose her number. What started this shit? Think about it. So, at the end of the day, this is Chicago's way to say, yo, we wildin'. We've been wildin' for years. We've been killing each other. We've been beefing. Look at all this shit. How all this shit had us going at each other for years. And now we hate this bastard. And we could actually unite to get some money together, do some music together, all that shit, because we hate him. And that could actually get a ceasefire in Chicago. I mean, it ain't like they ain't killed one of their own, Zach TV. Rest in peace. So he go out there, he fuck with them. They say, yo, you can't come out here. So he go out there. They say, well, you better not leave the airport. He leave the airport. They say, well, you better not pull up to the block. He pull up to the block. Every goddamn artist you know walks around with police. Every artist you know. So stop acting like this one is different from this one. Most of the dude's security is off-duty police officers. This is a fact. Off-duty police officers. So cut it out. And at the end of it all, everybody wants to see the fucking train wreck. So people fronting like, oh, this is what's happening. I'm like, yo, the best way is to ignore it. But the more you pay attention to it, who wins from that? Who wins from that? Now, I'm not gonna sit here and fucking co-sign. You know, I don't believe in playing with people's baby mothers or their children and all that. That ain't my type of shit. You know, I ain't, whatever. I don't fuck with that. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of it all, yo, marketing, because this shit is a business, and this shit is a business. It's the entertainment business, and people are entertained by that shit. People are really, really entertained. I done seen within the last 2 days, and it's the only reason why I'm speaking about it, because within the last 2 days, my whole motherfucking timeline on Facebook was about 6ix9ine. So anytime you become a part of pop culture and everybody's talk about what you doing, that shit is big. Kanye. I mean, this is what everybody's doing. When everybody was talking about remember the time everybody was talking about Kanye versus 50 Cent. What did Jim Jones injected himself in that shit? What'd he do? He came out with 50 Cent on Rap City. So at the end of the day, people have been doing troll shit for years. It's just that we haven't seen certain things of this magnitude since 50 Cent. And when everybody hates somebody, listen, everybody hates somebody, that shit actually makes them, yo, they actually win. They actually win, because at the end of it all, you hate him so much that you pay attention, that you looking at every tweet, you looking at every snap, you looking at everything. This individual is able to control everybody's thoughts, everybody's timeline, and you're angry. Think about how angry you are. I seen motherfuckers in videos saying incriminating shit. That's how angry they was. And I'm like, what the fuck are they so mad? Because at the end of the day, I don't know anybody that could make me that mad to where I'm willing to go to jail or just say some real bugged out shit on camera. And then they gonna use that shit against me later on. So I'm like, yo, how y'all letting him fuck with y'all like that? How y'all getting, how y'all letting him do that shit to y'all? How y'all willing to go to jail? How y'all willing to risk your freedom or lose your life or, you know, take a life because y'all let him get y'all that mad? That's a fucking win. Rick Ross has seizures. Rick Ross wasn't doing too well. This dude put, if he dies, he dies. That's fucked up. That's fucked no matter how you slice it and dice it. It's fucked up. But it depending on who do it, whether people is okay with it. And at the end of it all, that shit is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? At the end of it all, it's fucked up. And then all of this shit, dude say, yo, I'm 7 for 7 on Billboard. He don't got to say what position he's in. You know, he could say 7 for 7. It could be Billboard top 200. He could be 194. But at the end of it all, he's been really, really able to control the way people think and make people so fucking mad. And at the end of it all, it's not even about whether he's good anymore or he's whack anymore. It's the fact that you care. That's the shit. That's the shit. I see somebody, Dominican York, in the chat room said, yo, Dave East is real. Dave East is dope. Okay, so why don't Dave East have all these records on fucking Billboard? Why don't Dave East have hundreds of millions of views? If Dave East is dope, which is Dave East is an incredible rapper, Don Q, A Boogie, Vado, let's keep going. All of them are dope as fuck. All of them are dope. So why don't they have hundreds of millions of views? You know why? Because you don't care. Because you don't hate them. You love what you hate. And then you hate what you love. You love what you hate. You spend all the fucking time checking out and fucking with people that you hate. Think about it. Oh, he's negative. Somebody's going to die. Somebody's going to get hurt. Okay. He's using the fucking game against everybody. And that's the brilliance of it. Then he didn't get to perform at Summer Jam. Summer Jam wasn't even packed. And they had a bunch of, you know, people that nobody really gave a fuck about. You know what I'm saying? It was people that nobody gave a fuck about at Summer Jam. Keep it real. Nobody gave a fuck about them. If they gave a fuck about them, then the goddamn shit would have been filled. So I'm looking at the audience. They play 6ix9ine shit and the crowd goes fucking berserk. So I'm looking at it like, yo, hold up. People like this shit. But they fronting. You know what I'm saying? So this is the thing. What people don't understand is that we worried about, because I see somebody, Bobby Tsunami, one of the, you know, supporters of Doggy Diamonds TV, says, will he even be around this time next year? It don't matter. It's something called overachieving. It don't matter if he's gonna be around next year, because some people are dope and ain't even around now. It don't even matter. This is what I'm saying. The point of this whole shit, this whole podcast, is I'm getting people to see. I want people to see what you pay your attention to and how you help magnify shit that you think is whack. But the fact that you hate it so much, you help that shit. Because the shit you love, you don't pay no attention to. You actually help that shit. You actually help that shit. He didn't get a record deal. He didn't get He didn't get endorsement deals. He didn't get a lot of shit. They canceling his shows. He didn't get to be on Summer Jam. Look at that shit. Look at how motherfuckers, straight up and down, are fucking helping this shit. You helping that shit. All the rappers you love. All the rappers you love. You don't help them. You don't hate them. You don't tweet how much you want to see them get shot. You don't hate, oh, he's in Chicago now. He's not going to make it home. Well, he's back in New York with Chief Keef baby moms now. So now what? Because let me explain something to you, right? At the end of it all, when somebody say you can't do something, all you got to do is do it. It don't matter how you do it. It's the fact that you did it. They said you can't. You know what I'm saying? Low Culture TV, every rapper works with police. 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 I'm not going to say that shit again. At the end of it all the motherfucking off-duty, a lot of them off-duty motherfuckers is cops. A lot of them. And I know for me, when a motherfucker say, so if you go, listen, when I say work with police, I don't see, this is what y'all be getting twisted. When I say work with police, I don't mean that they're informants. That don't mean that they're, snitches or nothing like that. But you work with police. A lot of times you go, you might have to say, we're having an event here. The hip hop cops came to me before. We booked the spot, Club Pyramid, with Star was hosting, and Tony Ayo was supposed to be there. The hip hop cops came there. Tony Ayo coming? Be like, I don't know. I don't know. They was waiting for him. I'm like, yo, Rhett, call him and tell him don't come, cause I don't know what their intentions are. So for that moment, you had to converse with them. You had to, yo, because when they come to you, they want to know what the fuck is going on. So at the end of it all, do you know what it's like to be fucking harassed by them out here? This shit is crazy. This shit is crazy for them to harass the shit out you. Once they on you, forget about it. As, what's this song Papoose made? Give me the keys to Sean Paul handcuff. Man, I think it's called the Hip Hop Police. Ask him what they did. But y'all saying with the end of, y'all don't even know. First of all, let me be nice, but live wavy. Y'all saying industry plants. First of all, many of y'all have never been in the music industry. Y'all been on social media and shit. Y'all never been in a meeting before. Y'all never ever sat in front of executives and talked business. You never had deals. You don't know anything. Y'all just talking about hearsay. Y'all using buzzwords. Many of you don't know what an industry plant is. Some of the people that you think are industry plants aren't, and some of the people that you think aren't industry plants are the ones that are industry plants. Because you got to know what you're talking about. So, at the end of the day, everybody hate. Look, and there's gonna be people who gonna watch this, and people gonna be mad at me because they think I'm co-signing what he's doing. I ain't co-signing shit. I'm just saying he's able to gather everybody's attention to where Papoose name is Soma Charades. Thank you, Douglas Townsend. People, he's able to make a whole fucking city mad. Listen, he's not a sports team. He's not a basketball team. That's the only time you've seen a whole city mad when a motherfucker, they basketball team lose, they football team lose, they fucking baseball team or whatever. People are mad at a fucking individual like he's a fucking sports team. Think how big that shit is to make a whole fucking city mad. That's equivalent to going on stage and saying, fuck Nebraska. You know what I'm saying? And then everybody is mad. And then, like I said earlier, some people laughing because they like, oh, he ain't fucking talking about me. He talking about them. Then he say, fuck you too. And you like, oh, fuck me. I thought we was cool. This is what I'm saying. That shit is brilliant because how his story ends, we don't know. The only thing out of all of this, out of all of this, that I hope never happens is that if something tragic happens, which I hope never happens, I hope innocent people who don't have anything to do with certain said situations, whatever it is, get harmed. That's the only shit. That's the only thing that I don't want to see happen. That's the only thing about it that I don't like. Because a lot of times when it's casualties, it's always innocent people. That's what I don't like. That's the only thing that bothers me. But other than that, people saying, yo, they gonna kill him. And who? Who? Only people who kill you nowadays is your own people. It's very weird that motherfucking, the antics ain't worth, listen, the antics is always worth it when you get the money. This is society that we live in. We live in a capitalist society where everything is about money. You could say to somebody, yo, such and such can't rap for shit. And what do people say? He got money though. Yo, you a whack ass boxer, but I'm getting money though. So when that mind state is what everybody is on, you can't get mad at somebody who's getting money. So I don't respect it. That's not my thing. But at the end of the day, right? Look at it, right? People will say Jay-Z and Beyonce is worth this amount of money. Which one of y'all seen their account balance? I'll wait. How y'all know how much money they have? Based off of media and propaganda. So you mean to tell me Forbes know exactly how much? Not ForbesDVD.com. That's the good shit. But Forbes know exactly how much money they have, dollar for dollar, buck by buck? They know? Get the fuck out of here. But people will say, yo, they're worth $1 billion. How the fuck you know? And then you run with that. So that makes everything a person do, fuck shit, is okay because they got money or they getting money. Because we equate success with materialism. I done spoke to y'all about this before. So everything a person, you think what a person has, it's okay. Look, the Catch Me Outside girl, like Low Culture TV is saying, look how much money they gave her. Atlantic Records, period. They giving out bags. Who on reality, almost everybody on reality TV done made an ass out of themselves some way or another, getting bags for that shit. So at the end of it all, it's starting to become about who is getting money. This is we getting money. 50 Cent. Everybody love 50 Cent. Everybody watch him. But what's the last record he made that you like? Is he doing anything that you like? No, he's on fucking Instagram trolling. And that's everybody fuck with that shit. Everybody fuck with it. How many followers he got? That's what I'm saying. Power's on, that's one thing. You fucking with power. Or he's, you know, posting about power. So when people are able to control, Fat 90s Hip Hop Graffiti said something, but 50 got classics to remember. Exactly. But see, a lot of times people also destroy their fucking legacy by the shit they do, because you don't remember them for what they did. You start thinking about what they doing. You know how, like, a lot of times, you know, I love her. That's you know, that's my homegirl for life. But when you think about people like Lil' Kim, people don't think about like Player's Anthem. What people want to see Lil' Kim for what? To make fun of how she might look. Or, you know, this is what this shit is all about. We started paying attention to people for all the wrong shit. This is what this is all about. Everybody want to look at Kim. And then I done seen pictures where they photoshopped her and had her look crazy. And I seen her in person standing right in front of her. And she didn't look nothing like how they tried to depict her to look. But we got to go up to depictions because how many of y'all get to see her? So y'all say, yo, she look crazy. You know what I'm saying? She look crazy. Listen. Last week, what was we all talking about? Everybody's talking about Pusha T and Drake, right? Two people, two powerhouses, and let's say more so Drake, powerhouse. Pusha T, great artist. Definitely won that beef, won that battle, lyrically. And everybody's talking about that, right? Jay Prince came with his book. We're still talking about Pusha T and Drake, but we sprinkling some James Prince in there. So that's three people. Then we got Kanye, international artist, Drake, international artist, Pusha T, good artist, James Prince, international, straight up and down, mogul. What are we talking about? Four big people. Then 2-3 days later, we talking about a Puerto Rican Mexican kid with rainbow hair. Think about it. That's beefing with a whole city that we're all going to say they don't play out there. He go out there, they going to kill him. Watch, they going to kill him. They going to kill him. Uh-oh, he fucked up now. Uh-oh. They do this, they do that. And then he calls their bluff. And then he comes home. So now we sitting here saying, damn, I thought they was going to kill him. Like, what the fuck? So this is where we are as people. This is where we are as society. We want to see somebody get killed. We want to see him die. Because everybody's saying Chicago don't be playing. And I'm not saying they do. I'm not, you know, I'm not definitely not disrespecting Chicago. I got a lot of people out there. Salute to them. What I'm saying to Chicago was, yo, all y'all had to do was ignore him. Just ignore him. Y'all, you know, this is me, right? I've been in a situation where somebody that I know didn't fucking like me. They ain't like me for years or whatever. Let me fast forward to the story. They ain't like me for years or whatever the case may be. And one night they had a little brown in their system and they decided to get cute in front of the police. In front of the police. So my thing was, okay, I done seen you hundreds of times. Just me and you. If it was really like that, you would have got it shaken. But now you in front of the police to act crazy. I don't want no problems with you. Because you already showed that, you already told the cops. So if something happens to you, you fall on black ice in the snow, or you know, somebody Nancy Kerrigan you or something like that, they gonna blame me. I leave motherfuckers like that alone. You know what I'm saying? I leave people like that alone. So at the end of it all, the show, this is what I said. Think about the circus, right? Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey Circus. The circus is out of business, right? Why is the circus out of business? Because nobody was going to the fucking circus no more, obviously. And at the end of it all, got to go out of business. Everybody watching the fucking Universal Soul Circus and shit now. But Nobody goes to the circus. So what happens? The circus shut down. As long as people buy in tickets, the circus will exist. That goes for any and everything. As long as people buy tickets, the circus will always exist. When people are on the IG and people are fucking clicking shit, I'm telling you, I be seeing people clicking that shit. Listen, this is what I want y'all to do. This is how you find out. Go to Instagram and go to the Explorer. When you go to the Explorer, click on anything that's in the Explorer, anything. You'll see a lot of people that you know. Don't click on anything. Click on the most fuck shit that you see inside of the Explorer. Watch when you click that shit. It's people that you following who's so-called conscious, who's so-called woke, who's so-called righteous, who's so-called black power. They are liking that shit and leaving comments. Trust me, because I've seen it for myself. I'm like, oh, so you go on YouTube or you go on IG Live and you do all this shit and you got on, you know, you got on the Unk, you got on the Cross, you got on, you know, you Muslim, you whatever. But when it comes to this fuck shit, you fuck with that fuck shit. It's a lot of people, man. It's a lot of people. And what happens is, in the situations, this kid found out how to make money off of streaming. And the fact that you're streaming it now, because you want to say, you want to see him lose, he's actually winning. That shit is crazy. So that's brilliant. That's the brilliance. Everybody hate me so much. What did Mayweather say? Yo, they hate me so much, they want to see me lose. So they don't come here because they want to see the other fighter. They don't even know the other fighter. They know me. They don't even know the other fighter. They know me. So they come in here to see me get my ass whipped. Think about that. So we all looking at the IG. We looking at the IG. Oh shit, he on O Block. Oh shit, they gonna kill him now. That's it. He on O Block. You do get paid for views. That's what I'm saying. The miseducation of a lot of y'all. Y'all don't even know what y'all be talking about. That's what people say to me. Don't do it for views. Huh? Anything that got a view counter, you do it for the fucking views, right or wrong. Even if he wasn't on O Block and he was full of shit, he was able to deceive people into believing he was, or maybe he was there. You get paid for every fucking view, no matter what platform it is. So a lot of times people don't know what they're talking about, but y'all keep talking based off of what y'all think and not what y'all know. You get paid off of everything because that's your analytics. You can say, I did fucking, if you die, how you gonna get paid? You gotta die first. That's the point I'm making. People keep talking about somebody that's gonna die that ain't dead. And people keep saying where a person can't go, that they keep going. Everybody keeps saying where a person can't go, that they go. Everybody on here do views. You know what people keep saying to me? People pop shit to me and say, oh, you don't do that many views. Well, that's because I don't use bots. Okay? Most of these YouTube channels use bots. I don't use bots. I'm not allowed to, and I wouldn't anyway. But I don't use bots to have, because first of all, YouTube don't even tally views like that fast. Straight up and down. So at the end of it all, there's no way somebody gonna put up motherfucking a video and then that shit have a certain amount of fucking views in a lot of time. That shit don't work like that. YouTube don't even tabulate like that. So that's the point I'm making. You can buy YouTube, you could buy whatever. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and I just put in today for my 100,000 subscriber plaque, and it'll be here in 2 weeks. So I can't wait to show y'all shit. Can't wait to show y'all that shit. So my plaque is coming. And if my shit was fake, they would have said, hell no, you can't fuck it. You ain't getting shit. Your shit is fake. So my shit is 100,000. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I just put in today for the plaque and gave them my address, and that's coming. You know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying to y'all, to everybody out here that could listen, I'm not co-signing it. I'm not shitting on it. See, first of all, different people are in different things for different reasons. Some people don't care if they're going to be a martyr. They're going to go out like a martyr at the end of it all. Because it's people who, I'm telling you, some of the realest fucking dudes co-sign shit. Not only him, I mean, you had different situations where, like, think about this, right? We love Chief Keef. We love all these dudes for saying that they savages. Like, we really, really salute people for saying that they are savage. Just really think about that shit. Think about the psychology of that. So everybody hated, fucking Chief Keef, but now you hate 6ix9ine more, so now you like Chief Keef now? What's the last record he put out if you like him so much? I like all them young boys getting their money. You know, because all you do with the young is you educate them. You let them, you know, we all were young and dumb at one point. You know what I'm saying? Or young and not listening, or young or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? So what happens is somebody get a hold of them and somebody, you know, put them on the game, and then they, you know, shit, they not going to be, I'm not young 22, 24 year olds acting crazy. Don't bother me as much as a goddamn 35 year old or a fucking 40 year old idiot. Because I think it's more 40 year old, 45 year old, 50 year old idiots than it is young idiots. Because it's our duty, once we start getting a certain age, to grab the youth up and teach them shit, and we don't. So a lot of times, we looking at the young boys blaming them, but it's a lot of old motherfuckers acting like little motherfuckers. So how could you blame the youth for being youth when it's the old dudes that's making them act like idiots, that's out there with them being just as stupid, jumping around in videos and doing all types of shit? It's old ass dudes doing that shit. And in my hood, you could ask my young boys. I'm always telling them shit that's real. Always. I don't be co-signing that shit. I don't be holding. You ask any of them. Matter of fact, I'm going to bring them on camera. They going to, he always preaching. You always, because I don't want to see y'all die. I don't want to see y'all go to jail. You're going to the house. Go home. Fuck you doing out here this time of night? You understand? So when we see little dudes doing dumb shit, 50 Cent co-signed 6ix9ine. How old is 50 Cent? How old is 6ix9ine? He's doing the same shit 50 Cent did. To the T. So it was cool when 50 did it. But when somebody else is doing it, we mad. That's the hypocrisy. You know what I'm saying? So if you lost all respect for me and I'm doing shit for views and just, matter of fact, let me help you. This is what I do for people. You lost respect for me, you don't like me and all that shit, I'm going to take you out your misery. You know what I'm saying? Because you could be reading to your children right now. You could be playing Dragon Ball Z. You could be doing something else. So I'm going to help you so you don't be fucking here fucking with me. Don't worry about it. I got you. I'll get you the fuck out of here. Know what I'm saying? I will get you the fuck out of here. So at the end of the day, before I go, I want to say shout out to Chicago. Shout out to everybody out there. Shout out to all the whatever street organization you in, I just want y'all to know y'all shouldn't let that shit get to y'all. Y'all shouldn't let none of the situations get to y'all. Y'all should focus on increasing the peace in your town, in your city. Don't let no outsider come and make y'all all crazy and shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all shouldn't have did that. Rest in peace to Zach TV. Because he still was murdered in Chicago. And that was one of their own. And that really, really, like, the shit with Zach TV fucked me up, because I remember being at the level he was in the sense of going out in the streets, just trying to get everybody, put everybody on, just trying to get everybody on camera, just trying to, you know, make sure that the city and the town was all right. And, yo, I'm from Brooklyn. I love Brooklyn. I want everybody to, you know, and that shit, I saw it coming. So I was like, yo, man, fuck the hood. Fuck these people, because these people don't care. They don't love you. They don't love you. That's the fucked up shit about society. The people don't love you. The minute you tell them no, the minute you can't do something for them, they kill you. They fucking kill you. So I feel for Zach TV and the people who love him, because he was putting on for Chicago. And it seemed like he fucked with everybody. I wouldn't even know who some of these people was if it wasn't for him. And they killed him. That's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? That's fucked up. So, at the end of it all, before I get the fuck out of here, I will say, like I said, 6ix9ine is brilliant. That nigga became a fucking sports team and made a whole city hate him. And he's troll guard for real. And how you be the troll is you ignore them. And then at the same time, we can't get mad at somebody for being on the defensive too. Somebody call your phone and tell you to lose a female number, and I kill people and all that shit. I mean, what the fuck you gonna say? You gonna be like, man, fuck you. Lose her number, I kill people. Just really think about that though. So again, like I said earlier, everybody getting on 6ix9ine like he was foul, or he did this, that, he doing all that in the third. But all his beef might be over a female. Think about that. All his beef might be over a female. Why ain't nobody saying that shit? Why ain't nobody saying how this shit started? You know what I'm saying? So, at the end of it all, when you use all of this shit to your advantage, and you take all of this fuck shit and all the shit that people love and all the crazy shit that people pay attention to, and you use it for views, and you get money off of views, because people going to view it, and at the end of it all, if it's not him, it's going to be somebody else. That's marketing and promotion right there. Only thing I'm going to say to everybody in closing is marketing promotion is brilliant, but at what cost though? And a lot of times, people do it for money, and that's what it's all about with people, about that money. And as long as a person is getting money, look, you got motherfuckers in the chat room talking about they can't wait to see him die. Think about that shit. Think about how crazy that shit is. Holy shit. People want to see a motherfucker die. And for what? You know what I'm saying? For what? I mean, at the end of it all, I don't even know. I don't think no beef is you know, if no children wasn't touched, no women wasn't touched. People just want to see a motherfucker get killed. Think how crazy you are. You fucking out of your mind. You want to see them? I just can't wait to see them die. Wow. Anyway, on that note, I'm out of here. Doggy Diamonds, No Filter. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you hit the bell for the notifications. I'm out of here. Peace.
All right. I got to get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.